Love Ultra Radio, still a mix show. Now we're having Truversations. A lot of us never really stopped DJing professionally, publicly. A lot more private events. It just so happens I was going to talk to somebody who's actually networking, share one comment online. And I was like, yo, I need to talk to Battle. I need to just reach out. Because we really don't have those Truversations. And this is a Truversation, not a conversation. So welcome back to Love Ultra Radio, DJ Mark Battle.
What's up, brother?
I see you over there sipping over there. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You fine. I'm just, go ahead and shout them out. What you got? What's that?
So this is my people's, Greenwood Whiskey. This is my people's right here. Like for real, this is my people's right here. Like, they came up with a line of whiskey. And it's very good. It's very good. I usually do whiskey with a cigar.
Right.
It's real, really smooth. And it's my first time drinking it right now. So it's very good. A shout out to my man James and everything. And, you know, me and him got history and everything. So I really, you know, love and respect brothers that's out there doing it.
Right.
Like, you know, I love that. Because, you know, there's a lot of fakers out here. Like, I seen their grind. So, much respect. Greenwood Whiskey. Check them out. I know they're available in North Carolina right now. Like, they're in liquor stores, I think, in North Carolina. They'll be available in Georgia shortly. It's like, you know, I just support my peoples. Like, if you doing something positive or whatever, you doing something, yo, you know, I'm all for it. Because my dream is all of us be rich together. You know, I don't want to be the rich one and then you looking at me crazy. You know, I want you. I want our kids. You know. What Wu-Tang say? My kids marry. They see. That's how we keep it in the fan. Like for real.
Word,
like
word.
Like yo. So I want you to get it, bro. Like that's just what it is.
I like it. His name is Mark Battle. Take me back to same thing you're talking about. Friends, family, forever.
Oh, here you go. So, yeah. So, Ja got a chance to experience one of my client appreciation parties. So, I have the type of clients that we're like-minded people. So, these are people that, like, I want them to be my friends. Like, I want them to be my, like, I want to be able to have friends like that. So, so I throw a client appreciation party for all my past clients. And, you know, we just have a good time. That's all.
So it's interacting vendors, clients, and yourself, like networking.
Because a lot of the vendors are my friends, too. So that's what happens, too. Like being in these luxury event situations, you know, we all kind of like see each other on a regular basis. And then we become friends, too. So I like to incorporate my friends with these friends and like, hey, y'all need to meet each other. Y'all need to know each other and make moves together. And I end up having lifetimes of friends, you know, of friends.
And let's be clear. There's some haters on the outside. They can't get in.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. You know, just like I said, we're just friends. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody can't be your friend, so it's the same type of situation. I have people that I did their wedding like 20 years ago, like damn near 20 years ago, that still come to client appreciation parties because we are friends. Like, yeah, they are my friends. I done seen the birth of their kids. I done seen, you know, ups and downs, you know, whatever it may be. I've seen it. So we develop friendships. And honestly, that's a good, I'm not going to say, for my business model, I feel like that works for me. Because most of your business comes from word of mouth. Like, most of your business comes from people that know you and that have experienced you before. So, why not? You know, why not? These people are your friends. And then all of a sudden, you got the biggest billboard. You got people telling other people about you. Why not? The client appreciation party is a yearly reminder. Like, hey, I'm still here. Or, you know, it'll be like, I was at such and such wedding, and, you know, he had LeBron James dancing. You know, oh, yeah, he had LeBron dancing or whatever. Or I did a event for, well, I did one of the inauguration balls for Barack Obama. So it'll be like, you know, oh, you had that. So, yeah, I got to have that guy that had everybody rocking. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's very important with retention as far as business. You know, a lot of DJs, we are creatives, and we do bad business. Sorry to tell you, we do bad business. And then you hating on the other dude because this dude is getting all his business. And the dude may not be as good as you.
Right,
but you're
right.
Just like, you just hate this dude right here because he's getting the stuff that you didn't get because he does good business.
One thing I remember about your journey and obviously seeing you online, there was a lady who wanted a certain color for her wedding. And I think you had like, hey, I got black speakers, I got white speakers, you know what I'm saying? But tell me what color you like. She came out with some peach or something. And I seen you online like painting your speakers the color that she wanted, like giving her that extra client satisfaction.
That's what makes luxury, is you going above and beyond to do things. And then, you know, that's how you get the extra bucks, is you going above and beyond for your clients. You know, that's how, like when I was younger, you know, a lot of us didn't even have flight cases to even put our equipment in, you know, just like, I know it sounds real basic right now, but we never even saw the value in something like that, where now it's like, you know, it makes your stuff looks a little bit cleaner and you don't have stuff hanging around and people willing to pay you. Like, people don't even get that. Like, people are willing to pay you a little bit more because your stuff is cleaner. Like, just
simple
stuff. But we didn't get it. We of course we didn't get it at the time because we was young, dumb, and stupid, and we didn't get it. But now I truly get it. Like, oh, that's what you want. Okay, yeah, you'll get that, no problem. Because that's why they pay the extra bucks. They pay the extra bucks for you to go the extra mile for them. You know what? In order to maintain that relationship, sometimes you gotta eat it. You know, sometimes you gotta eat those things so you can still maintain that relationship. You know, you gotta take the L. I've done that. Because what I do is when I travel, I hit up to build relationships with local DJs in whatever cities that I go to. I rent equipment from the local DJ. Like, I don't go to the sound company. I go to the local DJ that I know, he knows exactly what I need. And you know, of course you gotta deal with cats that's at a certain level, but you know, you come to them and be like, yo, I'm coming to town, I'm gonna put some bread in your pocket, this is what I need. And you build a relationship, a rapport with these dudes, you know, like, so now every time you come to town, yo, what you need, I got you. And we cool like that, you know. So with that said, I know that they had bills just like I got bills, and they was depending on that bread just like I was depending on that bread. My clients paid me a deposit.
Okay.
I used some of the money from the deposit to pay them a deposit. So I was like, hey, just keep that. Just keep that, because I know you got bills just like I do. And that's just what it is. I know they got to eat. You know, like I said, you a DJ just like I am. And I know the situation. So some things you just got to eat in order to maintain a relationship. Nah, so we you know, you don't want to be an asshole about it, you know. So you, and like I said, you still trying to cultivate friendships here. So we postponed a lot of stuff into 2021. There's a few things towards the end of the year, but but we postponed a lot of things to 2021. So 2021 is actually almost booked, like all the way, like we talking about almost 80 gigs here. Like it's almost between the people that's postponed and then the new people. Like it's almost booked. It, you know what? It'd be like corporate stuff. Like, you know, like the bride is like a executive with a major corporation. They're like, hey, I want you to do our corporate thing or whatever it may be. It's a lot of that. You know, the one of the biggest lessons that I learned was you have to treat people how you want to be treated, even in business. Like you want people to like the same thing that you want for people to do to you. Like you just want to do the same thing for them. That's all. I had one couple. Through that one couple, I did over 40 gigs for. Just that one couple. You see what I'm saying? It's like the relationships are way more important than the bread. Way more important. Ooh, 40 gigs. Like I tracked it. Like almost like it was like 41, something like that. Like through that one couple. So it's very important to cultivate that relationship, because business DJs do bad, awful business, yo.
Yes.
Oh, God. What? I've been doing quite a few, and corporate ones. Like I average about 6 a week. Like the because they last, because they only last 2 hours.
In and out, son.
Yeah, they only last 2 hours. So, you know, I've been doing the corporate. You know what else I've been doing? Like the, you know, all these corporate, like they've been having, like, you know, usually they have like the round tables and the seminars and all that. So what they're doing, they're doing virtual seminars now. So you're doing virtual seminars with the DJ in the middle. Yep. And I'm not mad at that at all. I set up a studio at the crib. Like I'm not. And then, so my mixer, so I got the Rain, what's it? The 76. So it's all USB. So it comes out directly into, SoundCloud. It comes directly into Zoom. So the sound quality is just like, so people hook it up to, like I did this dude's 40th birthday party last week, and he had Ghostface up in there and everything. And like the sound quality, like everybody was up dancing, had it to their Bluetooth speaker, everybody in their living room dancing and everything. So I'm like, oh, this is the, I didn't perfect the video aspect of it yet. Like the, cause some of these dudes, I look at some of these cast videos and I'm like, whoo, whoo. Like when you look at little Louis Vega, and like he's switching, he got the video switcher and it's switching angles and everything,
right.
And it's mad clear and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get that part. Mine is good, but theirs is just like they're not using the camera on their laptop, like, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of different aspects of it that I see that I'm like, okay, I could do that a little bit better. But as far from the digital standpoint, it's great. It's a great situation. Like I said, about 6 a week. It got me through, because as a DJ, you know, we have to feed off of that energy. We have to feed off the energy of the people. And, you know, you wasn't getting that energy from people for a while, and it'll throw you into depression. It'll have you like, yo, I ain't spend for people in a long time. This is stuff to have dudes popping pills and all kind of crazy drugs, because they're not getting that drug that they need from people. And they worried about the future, like, oh, what am I gonna do? Like, what am I, like, this is really gonna, with a lot of different things, not just DJs, but this is really making or breaking a lot of people. Well, to be a great DJ, you have to have a certain level of confidence. And there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance. So with arrogance comes that I'm better than everybody. I'm better than this person and everything. And which you might be. You might be better than me. You might be better than, but it's more to it than that. Like it's the way I learned. It's more to it than the skill. Like I keep saying that. Like it's more like, yeah, you gotta have skill. You gotta have skill. Like you do. But there's more to it than that. Like when I came up, I used to watch DJs like walk into the park and look like royalty. And that was all part of it. That was all part of it. Like somebody carrying their crates. And one thing I learned from Biz was, or matter of fact, Kid Capri. Another thing I learned from Kid Capri is Kid Capri traveled with these lights that he puts over his turntables. And you can look on YouTube, or like he travels with these. They're like little desk lamps, and he travels with these little desk lamps. And what he does is it focuses on him to make it shine on his face. So there's different things that's like, it's more to it than that. Like it's more to it than the skill part, where it's like this dude makes it a certain way so it shines on his face so it looks like he is the star. Like he is a star, and like he's and then also DJs have to realize that they are entertainers. Like you have to entertain people. You're not just playing music. So there's some entertainers that are better entertainers than actual, like, they're singers, but they're better entertainers than they are singers. So once you realize that you're an entertainer and put that whole aspect together as being an entertainer, I think the way that you would hate, I don't think you would hate as much. I think this pandemic, if anything is going to come out of it, is the value of DJs. Like everybody price should go up. Everybody price should go up. Like if D-Nice didn't show you something, like it was the value of DJs. When your man had Joe Biden on there, like real talk, like, okay, they ain't gonna really mess with us like that. But when they see the value in what you're doing, that means something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That really means something. That means that we have some type of value. And I really hope that a lot of dudes are seeing their value and really like really taking advantage of, or really showing people like, look, this is my value. This is what so many things that I realized during the pandemic. It separated the dudes that play the same 10 records. Like it really separated that. Like the dudes that play the same 10 records, it's like, you're not going to show your same value. If you playing the same thing as the next dude over there, like what value do you have? What value do you have? So then that's when it ties into the dudes with, you know, the dudes in the clubs with is 20 people on the flyer, because they looking at you like you just like the other 20, the other 19 cats that's on the flyer. Nah, you know what? So I went to Morocco last year, right? I was in Morocco last year and I went to different clubs. I was in the clubs and the restaurants and also hotels in Marrakesh, right? I should have went there when I was 20 years old. Like I should have went out there when I was 19, 20 years old, because they valued DJs. They valued it more, to the point where I was like, yo, I could have went out there and just blew up, killed them, and just and you know, just killed them. So my advice to a lot of cats is, go somewhere else. Like just go somewhere else. See what's going on somewhere else. See what they playing. See what they playing in another city.
Mm-hmm.
Like just see what they playing and you know, I don't know, somewhere in the Midwest somewhere. See what they playing. see what they playing in California, like, and really listen to what they playing and see what people are grooving to, and that builds your catalog. And once you build your catalog, then that builds your brand. Then once your brand is built, then that your value and your brand and everything else, and you'll be at a place that you want to be at. And I think that hater situation would just knock itself out. Cats don't want to listen either. Like, yo, why you ain't gonna listen to somebody that's winning? I don't understand. Like, yo, cause I went to this American DJ seminar a few years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God. So I was up in there. They try to act like black DJs don't even exist. Like that part had me like, I was just like, but when I seen the way that dudes was doing business, I was like, yo, why we ain't, like, we just can't get it right. Like why?
Sponsors, contracts.
It was like easy stuff. Like dudes would hire a woman to call around different bars in the city. And like, say they would call 100 bars, 10 of them would say yes. And then the dude would pretty much hand out DJs to different bars. And then this dude gets all the bread. Like, I mean, the DJ would get the bread too, but still, I was like, like, what are we doing? Like what are we, if everybody was getting it, nobody would hate on each other.
Not at all.
Yeah, if everybody, so I'm like, yo, all he did was have somebody call around. Like, all he did was just keep asking, hey, need a DJ? And that was it. I always wanted to be that dude to actually make a spot hot. Like, I always wanted to be that dude that, like, you say a lounge or a restaurant or something, and I'd be that dude that be spending at that restaurant on Friday, every Friday, and the next thing you know, it's the spot to be every Friday. That's what I always wanted to be. Like, I just wanted to be that dude to build my following and be like, so when I leave and I go to the next spot, everybody follow me there. Like, I wanted to be that dude to make a spot hot. I just never got the opportunity to do it, though. I wanted to be able to, really get into, like, playing what I wanted to and the real good vibe. And, you know, I really wanted to be able to get into that. Brother, I'm good. Like I said, I'm doing a virtual school with my daughters right now. You know,
yeah.
That just take patience by itself. But we good. You know, somebody told me a long time ago, plant your seeds before you get hungry. And I kept that motto with me for the last maybe 10 years or so. So there was things that I put in place that so things wouldn't be so bad, you know, like this thing, things that I had already put in place, like everything you got, you need to be able to pay it off. Stuff should be paid off. So all you paying is like maybe utilities or whatever. And so there's things that I had to put in place in order to make that happen. So when you up. And you gotta handle your business when you up. So if you feel like you ain't doing your business right, I don't know. A lot of DJs, their level of arrogance is not gonna let them even. A lot of DJs, their arrogance is not even gonna let them even tell themselves that they're doing bad business. But if somebody's telling you doing bad business, then you might be at a point where you need to hire somebody to handle the business for you.
Got it.
I am One Sound and ENT on everything. Everything I got is One Sound and ENT on everything. Even Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube. Yeah, TikTok, LinkedIn, StreamYard, like SoundCloud, Twitch, like everything. Like email, everything. One Sound and ENT. That email is info at One Sound and ENT. So or battle at One Sound and ENT. But yeah, it's real important that we just handle our business. We handle our business, we're gonna be in a good situation. Like really, I'm telling you, we come out of this pandemic, DJ's value is just like I'm telling you, like, these DJs, right? That's why you got some people trying to be DJs that was never DJs before. Like, you know, a lot of these entertainers and carrying on. And you're like, yo, what?
Yes.
What? I thought you did comedy. Like, what? I thought you was an actor. What? Like, so, you know, so, yeah. I'm telling you, so they see the value in it.
Right.
And, yeah, they see the value in it, but we need to see the value within ourselves. I love my girls. I love my little girls. Like real talk. Like, I mean, they make me laugh. They make me smile. And they just three different personalities. And I just love them little girls, yo. Like, them girls are just my heart. And that's just what it is. I'm a girl dad. Like, I got three girls. I'm a girl dad. That's just, I love them girls. That's it, brother. It's called Greenwood Whiskey. Greenwood Whiskey. Check them out. Follow them on Instagram and everything. Greenwood Whiskey. These my boys right here. Good people. Yeah, I'm just trying it out for the first time, and I'm like, ooh, I'm feeling good. All right, Ja, holler at you soon, brother. Be safe.